A song sung in Paradise Street. On the early coast of Egypt, where 2 a.m. looked south over the darkened straits toward the island of Gorgosium, there was a house, its facade much decorated, set high upon the cliffs. Its occupant went by the name of Mr. Kithet, and several others besides, but none of the names were truly his. He was known simply as the card reader. The cards he read were not designed for games of chance, far from it. He only ever used the Aberradian tarot deck, wherein a reader as expert as Mr. Kithet might find the past murmuring, the present in doubt, and the future barely opening its eyes. A decent living could be made from interpreting the way the cards fell. For many years, the card reader had served the countless customers who came there in search of wisdom, but tonight he was done with serving the curiosity of others. He was done with it forever. Tonight, it was not the future of others he was going to find in the cards. They had summoned him to show him his own destiny. He sat down and took one slow, calming breath. Then he proceeded to lay out a pattern of 19 cards chosen by the will of his fingertips. Blind though he was, each image appeared in his mind's eye, along with its name and numerical place in the pack. There was fear. There was the door to the stars. There was the King of Fates and the Daughter of Curiosity. Each card was not only to be read for its own values, but also calibrated against the cards surrounding it, a piece of mythological mathematics which most heads could not fathom. The man lit by candles, Death's Island, the primal form, the Tree of Knowing. And, of course, the entire arrangement had to be set against the card that his customer, in this case himself, had chosen as his avatar. In this case, he had elected a card called the Threshold. He had put it back into the pack and then shuffled the cards twice before laying them out by instinct in the Naught Hereafter spread, its name signifying that all things the deck contained would be here displayed. All reparations, the past. All possibilities, now. And all risk, henceforth and ever. His fingers moved quickly, summoned by a call from the cards. There was something here they wanted to show him. He quickly understood that there was news of great consequence here, so he neglected the rules of reading, one of the first being that a reader waited until each of the number of cards required for the spread had been laid out. A war was coming, he saw it in the cards. The last of the plots were being laid even now. The weapons loaded and polished, the armies assembled, all in readiness for the day when Aberradian history turned the final corner. Was this the cards' way of telling him what part there was for him to play in this last grim game? If so, then he would attend to whatever he was being taught, trust to their wisdom as had so many who had come to him over the years, despairing of all other remedy, seeking that which the cards would show. He wasn't surprised to find that there were many fire cards around his threshold, laid out like gifts. He was a man whose life and flesh had been rewrought by that unforgiving element. Touching the cards with his seared fingertip, it was impossible for him not to remember the merciless conflagration that had beaten him back as he tried to save his family. One of his children, the youngest, had survived, but the fire had claimed all the rest except his mother, and it had only granted her a reprieve because she had always been as pitiless and all-consuming as a great fire. A fire large enough to reduce a mansion and most of a dynasty to ashes. In effect, he'd lost everything because his mother, crazed by what she had witnessed, it was said, had taken the infant and disappeared into day or night, perhaps in her madness, to hide the one